It's quiet inside the main hallway of Greeley's Northridge High School. It's a couple of weeks before the start of classes, and John Gates is showing me around.
I have about a month. It's a slow period. Then I get busy, but then I get really busy when school starts.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I've got 33 schools.
High above us are the colorful class banners that hang from the vaulted ceiling.
This is the smallest of the three high schools, by far.
Gates is chief of safety and security for Greeley Evans School District 6. He points to a brick wall where a Safe to Tell poster will soon hang. The national program gives students a way to report safety concerns, including signs of suicide in their peers.
You know, we had three suicides in 1 week back in March.
Yeah.
And it's probably one of the worst things a school environment can go through.
The deaths, one at each high school, hit the community and Gates hard.
It was tough for me, and I consider myself kind of bulletproof, frankly. After 26 years as a cop, I've kind of seen it all.
It also prompted changes heading into this school year, including the addition of one counselor from North Range Behavioral Health at each of their schools.
The counselors are the first line of defense for kids that, not necessarily that are suicidal, but are having various issues. Whether it's suicidal ideologies or problems at home, problems with a boyfriend.
According to the 2017 Healthy Kids Colorado survey, 17% of students in the state said they'd seriously considered attempting suicide in the past year. It's a complicated subject to handle, especially for districts that are smaller than District 6. That's why the state is stepping in to help.
Last bill for today, Senate Bill 272.
This year, Colorado lawmakers earmarked $400,000 to develop better suicide response and prevention strategies. Republican Senator Beth Martinez-Humenick was one of the bill's sponsors.
Our smaller school districts have not been, and even our medium-sized ones, have not had the funding or had the opportunity to be able to do this type of training for their teachers or any of their school personnel.
Districts will soon be able to apply for $10,000 grants to train their staff on the warning signs of suicide and how to initiate difficult, albeit life-saving, conversations.
I think if we're going to stem this tide, that schools are really in a wonderful place to help support students.
Chris Harms is the director of the state's School Safety Resource Center, which is helping oversee the grant. There's also a new online option where staff can learn the same skills for free.
Because they do spend so much time with students, and students sometimes are more open with somebody, a trusted adult at school, than their own parents, because they can be afraid of what their parents' reaction may be, that their parents will just be so upset by the fact that they're having these struggles.
But some parents, like Shay Black, say schools need to buck the stigma around suicide and address it head on.
Well, do you want to sit down?
Sure.
I met Black earlier this year after a story we did following the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Today, we're sitting on a bench outside of Berthoud High School. But this isn't just any bench. It's AJ's bench.
AJ was our youngest and our only son. He was 17 when he died.
AJ was a senior when he took his own life in 2016. Everything etched onto the bench's red metal frame is a testament to him. There's the Spartan wrestling insignia because he was on the wrestling team. There's a class of 2017 marker and two holes in the shape of pineapples on each armrest.
Well, he loved pineapples. Like, he would drag his sister Alicia and I everywhere looking for pineapple, like, the kid was funny. Socks, underwear, shirt.
The biggest mistake educators and other school officials can make, she says, is hesitating to discuss the topic of suicide. Black feels that the Thompson School District could have done things better.
Nobody from the school district ever reached out to us. We never got a card. We never got a visit. We never got a phone call.
Charlie Carter is executive director of student support services at Thompson. While she couldn't discuss the specifics of how AJ's death was handled, she did say they have a broad range of trainings and protocols in place when it comes to responding to suicides.
And one of the things that has been really very helpful to us is hearing the perspective of parents and listening to their feedback and their concerns and being able to take that into consideration as we're working towards improving our processes.
Another line etched on AJ's bench is text TALK to 741741. It's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Shay Black hopes students see it on their way to class or after school.
Studies have shown that the kids really struggle after a suicide, and unfortunately you can see some things where you see the clusters of suicides, or even in Greeley, I mean, none of those kids knew each other, but, you know, it's if people think that kids aren't already talking about it, they're wrong, because they are.
Back at Northridge High School in Greeley, John Gates hopes their new Safe to Tell posters will also get students talking.
When they see the poster, then they can call in completely anonymously about behavior that's alarming.
The tips will go directly to Gates and the police department. Now, he says, it's another layer of prevention and response to go along with their 8 staff psychologists and crisis response team.
I'm a little biased, but, you know, if I thought that we were really lacking on mental health needs, I'm in a position I could go to our superintendent and say, we need to augment our services. But the fact is that feel like we have a good system in place.
The district is also planning to bring in public speakers this fall to talk to students about suicide and bullying, specifically cyberbullying. The recent 2017 Healthy Kids Colorado survey asked 56,000 middle and high school students if they'd been affected by cyberbullying. To help us understand the data, I want to bring in KUNC's education reporter, Stephanie Daniel. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Matt.
So you've been looking into this research. What does it tell us?
Well, about 20% of middle schoolers say they've been bullied through social media like Facebook, Snapchat, and even texting, but it's slightly lower, about 15% for high school students. I talked to Adam Collins about the survey. He's with the state's Department of Education and oversees the office's bullying prevention grants. He says the numbers haven't changed much since the state started doing the survey in 2011.
Really, what we're seeing now is about, you know, 95% of teenagers have access to the internet. So really, you would expect maybe to see that increase a little bit just because there's more availability there. But we're not really too sure in terms of why we're seeing that stable rate.
Okay, so what about the link between cyberbullying and student suicides?
He says it's more complicated than drawing a direct line between bullying on, let's say, Instagram and getting to the point where you're thinking about taking your own life.
A lot of times there's other factors that are going on as well that we have to take into account. So there's not a direct connection between cyberbullying and suicide. It can be a contributing factor, though.
The data from the Healthy Kids survey is pretty eye-opening. One question asked high school students if they've seriously considered attempting suicide sometime in the last year. 17% of them said yes, which is why Collins says suicide prevention is a top priority for his office.
I also met a person who's making this his top priority, too. His name's Shannon Hawley, and he's seen this suicide figure play out in his community firsthand. In March, 3 high school students in Greeley took their own lives in the span of a week.
When that stuff happened with the students this year, it just really, really touched me, because unfortunately, they don't have the opportunity to have tomorrow.
So what is he actually doing about this?
Okay, he's started making this commercial. A recent casting call took place at a McDonald's in Greeley.
I don't even think they know we're here, but they do now, right?
At a long table in the dining room, Holly, who's in his 40s and sporting a Broncos jersey, is passing out a sign-up sheet to a group of teens.
It's going to be a very, very powerful commercial.
He starts off by telling them about his idea for the video. It's going to feature local students and be released only on social media.
It's going to promote the suicide prevention hotline number, and it's going to promote the crisis text line number.
During a break in the casting, Holly tells me about how in 2014 he tried to kill himself by charging the police with a gun in hand. It landed him in jail. While he was there, his wife and daughter attempted suicide as well. He says faith got him through it, and now motivates him to help others.
I seen a need, you know, and again, God had gave me a vision. God saved my life.
A couple days later, I visited Holly on the set of his video at a middle school in the town of Milliken. They're set up in a long hallway. The storyline is simple. A boy breaks up with his girlfriend, then everyone at school teases her to the point where she's contemplating suicide. That's when a friend steps in and gives her the suicide hotline number. Holly is in total director mode.
Yeah, keep the phone out. Look mean and just like, yeah.
They're filming a scene where the girl comes to school. He's telling one of the extras to record her with her iPhone, like she's going to post the video of her to social media.
Because social media bullying has a lot to do with what's going on with school, so I think I like the phone idea. Because cyberbullying is a real thing, so.
The commercial has no dialogue, just actions. The finished product will be underscored by music.
Action.
Overall, the atmosphere on set is pretty relaxed, but there is this tense moment where Holly makes a passionate speech to the kids.
You know, it's hard being in school, and especially when you got everybody against you, you know, and it happens. That's just what happens in school. So you guys have the ability to make somebody feel good about themselves with the simple gesture of putting your hand on your shoulder and reminding them that they're loved. But let's get this show on the road, huh?
It sounds like Holly really wants the kids who are part of the video to really understand why he's making it.
Yeah, I talked to one of the girls acting in the commercial back at the McDonald's casting call. Her name's Haley Luca Jensen.
I'm going into ninth grade.
She's a new student at Northridge High School in Greeley. And she thinks putting this video online is a great idea.
I had a friend commit suicide last year, so it's just really important to me because I don't want anybody else to go through the loss that I did.
She's also had some dark times herself. About a year ago, she says her mom found some text messages on her phone talking about suicide with a friend. After that, her family was able to get her the help she needed.
I'm doing great now. It's definitely better.
You know, it's really interesting. Shannon Holly plans to release his video through social media, but the internet is also the place where kids are getting cyberbullied.
Yeah, he says just look at teens anywhere in public. They're all looking at their phones. And he's pretty confident that somebody is going to see this video, even if it doesn't go viral. At least a couple people will learn about some type of resource they have at hand to reach out, kind of like Haley did.
And is the video out yet?
No, not yet. Holly says they're finished filming and they're making the final edits right now. It'll be out in early September, and they gave us this sneak peek of the ending.
Also in September, the Colorado Department of Education is opening up applications for more schools to get grant funding around cyberbullying prevention. Right now, 70 schools in 14 districts are receiving money directly from the state to help get that rate down. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.
And I'm Matt Bloom.